Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. With the 2010 elections, Republicans took over the U.S. House of Representatives, and this is changing the strategies of green technology companies looking for federal funds, reports Michael Canalos at Green Tech Media. Instead of seeking a national renewable portfolio or energy standard, which requires utilities to buy a certain percentage of their energy from clean renewable sources such as solar or wind, green techs are now going after a clean energy standard, or CES. Why? Because a CES includes clean coal and nuclear energy, favored by many Republicans. This could be good, says solar technology CEO Arno Harris, because it might attract enough broad congressional support to pass a CES. And having a clean energy standard would help solar, since the government has already issued permits to build several solar plants. Prices on photovoltaic cells and panels are dropping, making them more competitive with conventional fuels. Indeed, Eric Wessoff at Green Tech Media reports that the Department of Energy is studying how to make photovoltaic solar plants cost competitive with conventional energy sources. Meanwhile, Department official Kathy Zoi urges green techies to lobby senators as often as fossil fuel lobbyists do. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report.